Good morning, it's Philip. Just finished a 5 kilometer run. Decent time, so actually relatively pleased with it. It was awfully hard to get up and get going, get out of bed this morning. I was up for a while last night in the middle of the night, so I'm probably going to be pretty beat today. I'm not sure if it was the medicine I took because I've been feeling kind of achy or I don't know. One of the things that was on my mind, though, this morning as I ran, well, a couple things. One, just kind of a family thing. Eric's got his first real tennis tournament coming up this weekend. Just thinking about him, and he looked at the draw, and ahead of him in the draw, not in the first round, but ahead of him in the draw is one of the higher seeded players, and he was already thinking about that match. And so we had to talk a little bit last night, not long and certainly no kind of lecture or anything, but we had to talk a little bit about handling the foe that's right in front of you, thinking only about the match, the very next match, and not getting too wrapped up in thinking ahead. And I guess I probably need to do that a little bit as a runner too, just think about the next big run rather than getting so wrapped up in all the things that lie ahead, the half marathons that are ahead. I still have another 10K to run and then one 10-mile race before I have to run a half marathon, so maybe I just need to keep that in mind as a runner. And maybe that also has application in the classroom. Maybe there are some fundamental skills and things that I might need to focus on before I get too far ahead of myself and start thinking about what I want to do down the road or what I think the class needs to do down the road. The other thing, and really what consumed my thoughts for the majority of my run, was just thinking about a friend of our family who recently passed away. I attended Miss Brenda's funeral yesterday, and Miss Brenda was a great lady. She taught junior kindergarten for a long time. She started an early childhood program even before that, and just really dedicated her life to teaching kids. She taught them at church. She taught them at school. She raised three beautiful daughters. But one of the things that just kept coming up over and over again as people talked about Brenda was how much she believed in people. How much she, when you were with her, she made you feel like you were something extraordinary, like you were the most interesting, the most intelligent, the most gifted and talented person to ever walk in the room. And she gave you her full focus. And she really did that with everyone. And I just think it's so remarkable. She died way too young, only 60 years old. But she really left a beautiful mark on children and on the adults that they became. I heard over and over again people basically having the idea that they wished they could be the person that Miss Brenda saw them as. It's just left a real impression on me. How do I treat people? Do I make them feel like they matter? Do I make them feel like they're special and that they're important? And I don't know. I don't know how I do that. I don't know that I do that. I would say probably not very well. But it's something to strive for. There was a song that played on my running mix. I Was Here. I'm not even sure who sings it. I'll have to look that up. I'll probably share that when I write this blog post. But Miss Brenda was definitely here. And she left a pretty amazing mark and made a significant difference in so many lives. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. Thanks.